There are six states that don't have any parental notification requirements. Half of those states are driving distance from Massachusetts, which does. A new federal law would make it a lot harder to take pregnant teens across the border to Connecticut, Vermont, or New York to have an abortion. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, teens in Massachusetts have another way to get around informing their parents.
An estimated 93,000 young women under the age of 18 get abortions every year in this country. Some of those operations take place at Planned Parenthood's main clinic in Boston.
I just automatically thought of the patients that we see here.
Clinician's assistant Kate Riley does intakes with patients. She says even with the state's notification law, she sees a lot of teenagers come in without their parents.
A minor will come in with an aunt or a family friend. Sometimes their stepfather, somebody that they trust, that they felt like they could talk to, that they could get support from about what decision they wanted to make.
Riley's worried that the proposed federal legislation would scare off those people from helping teenagers. But you might wonder, if the state has a parental notification law, why are these other relatives and friends able to bring in the pregnant teen? That's because in Massachusetts, there's still an option open to teenagers that allows them to get abortions without informing their parents. They can go see a judge.
I called for her because she was scared, so I called the abortion place and they
At Teen Voices, an after-school program for girls in Boston, 16-year-old Tanasia Barboza-White says she recently called Planned Parenthood for a friend her same age who was pregnant and wanted an abortion.
It was like, we were nervous, so, but me, I know how to talk on the phone, so I'm like trying to keep my voice as steady as possible. But
Barboza-White says at the time she and her friend were pretty scared and upset, and then the counselor told her she needed either a parent or a judge's consent.
Neither one sounds appealing, especially if you don't know what to talk about. You have to either tell your parents or you have to go to court. Like, and then she broke it down. Like, no, it's just between you, your attorney, and the judge. Your name is completely, I don't know, like Jane Doe or something. So it's some random name.
In virtually all states with parental notification laws, a teenager can ask a judge to basically grant a waiver. Planned Parenthood officials say judges almost universally grant the waivers in Massachusetts. And that's what happened this time.
The main question the judge wanted her to answer was like, is anybody pressuring you? Like, she said that he needed to hear it from her mouth, not the lawyers. So, because that's the main thing, they want to make sure that nobody's forcing you to get one.
Even if the Senate bill becomes law, state judges could still grant as many waivers as they want. Barboza-White says if she got pregnant, she would not tell her parents just because she doesn't think they'd understand. She wouldn't want to let them down, and she doesn't think they'd let her make up her own mind and would try to influence her. And that's, of course, a big reason many parents want to be informed. Marie Sturgis is executive director of Massachusetts Citizens for Life.
The public savings requiring notification of or consent by a parent before an abortion can be performed. So this is a step certainly in the right direction.
Surveys show about 75% of Americans support such requirements. And for every story offered by one side about a desperate teenager, the other side has stories of pregnant teens who were pressured to get an abortion against their wishes without parental support and guidance.
Parents are very vital in any life-changing decision concerning their minor daughter. The daughter is vulnerable, and certainly vulnerable if she's pregnant, and all the more she needs that support system of family behind her 100%.
Sturgis hopes the federal law will help stop girls in Massachusetts from being taken to places like Connecticut, Vermont, or New York to secretly get an abortion, but it's still unclear just how many girls actually go to those lengths to end an unwanted pregnancy. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.